Today's daf is Yevamos Daf Tzadik Dalet, and we are five lines from the bottom of Daf Tzadik Gimel Amid Beis Ve'ikud Amri. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Rufu Shalem of Achaim Elazar ben Rachel Leia, Vadya ben Miriam Leia, Moshe Abba ben Devorah, Devorah bas Mecha, Shmu ben Tehila, Baruch ben Rachel, Malka Miriam bas Esther, Sar Nechama bas Rus Malka, Miriam bas Rivka, Ayala Tamar bas Esther, Leia Gittel Bas Devorah, and Esther Kreindel Bas Devorah. Today's stuff is also being learned. Le'ilui Nishmas, Shlomo, Ben Yibod Alechaim Toivin, Reb Chaim Doiv. So we're in the middle of a sugya. And just to recap and introduce where exactly it is we're holding. So we're learning Perkei Isha Rabbah, which discusses the halacha of Eidos Isha. If a married woman's husband went to Medina Sayyam, and Eid Echad came and said, your husband died, the halacha is, we accept the testimony of the Eid Echad, and this woman is now free to be able to get married. It's a tremendous chiddush. Ordinarily, ein dava shebe erva pachos mishnayim. However, a combination of nishum iguna akilu beirabonam, mitoy choymer shechmarta leh besoifa, hikauta leh betchilasa, which is another way of saying of daiko isha uminsaba, plus the fact that this Eidos is a Milsa Davide Legluye, Chazal trusted the Eidos of an Eid Echad, and the halach is that this woman is now allowed to get married. The Gemara said, Bo minei Rav Sheshes. The Talmidim of Rav Sheshes asked Rav Sheshes a question. And that is, what would happen if an Eid Echad would come, tell a married woman, your husband died? However, the situation is such that if in fact Eid Echad is telling the truth, this woman will not be free to marry anyone that she wants. Rather, she would fall a yibum. Her husband had no children. As a result, she would now be a shemeres yavam. It's the Eid Echad only believed to be mater her la'alma, or is the Eid Echad also believed if as a result of his Eidos, she is now going to fall a yibum? What's the tzadim of the shayla? Said the Gemara, it's totally in what the ikar reason that we trust Eid Echad is. If it's because the Eidos is a Milsa Davide Legluye, so here too, it's the same Milsa Davide Legluye. If, however, the ikar, the primary reason we trust the Eidos of an Eid Echad is not so much because of even the Eid Echad, but it's because we trust that she's going to do a proper due diligence, Daika Isha Mintzaba, if that's the case, argued the Gemara, argued the Talmidim of Rav Sheshes, you can hear a svara that maybe in the event that as a result of the Eidos of the Eid Echad, she's now going to fall Yibam, maybe there she's not going to be so daiko mensaba. And the reason is because maybe she likes the Yavam, and as a result, there's a concern, there's a chashash that she's not going to do the proper diligence. So said the Gemara, depending on what the ikar reason of why we trust the Eidos of the Eid Echad would happen afkamina in this case. This was the question that was posed to Rav Sheshes, and Rav Sheshes told him, Tini Sua, it's a Mishnah. He proved from the Mishnah that the halach is the Eid Echad would be believed. And just like the Eid Echad is believed to say, your husband died, so now you're free to marry anyone that you want in the event that she's not a Shemeres Yavam, so too the Eid Echad is believed to say, your husband died, so that now she's going to be a Shemeres Yavam, and that she'll be able to marry the Yavam. This exchange that we just mentioned between the Talmidim of Rav Sheshes and Rav Sheshes is the first version. It's the first nusach of what this exchange really was. The Gemara is going to begin with an ikud da'amri, with a second nusach of what the question the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva asked Rabbi Akiva, Talmidim of Rav Sheshes asked Rav Sheshes. So on that note, Zok Tehil Gugamar, Ikud Amri. Some say, Holoi Tibayalach, this question that we said in the first Lishna, the question of whether an Erech would be believed in the event that as a result of the testimony she would now fully Yibum, that was never a question. Dafilu Ihi Nami Mehemna. You know how I know that? Because she herself, the woman, would be believed to say that my husband died, so that now I'm going to fully Yibum. Now, if she herself is believed, Kal V'choymer Tainas the Gemara, an Eid Echad should be believed, right? She's for sure in a Gei Bedavar. So if she's believed, for sure the Eid Echad is going to be believed. Now, how do you know she's believed? The Tanya Samishna, Isha Shamra Mizbaili, a married woman that says, my husband died. Tinase, the halach is, based on her own testimony, she's free to get married. Mizbaili, in the event that she says, my husband died, and now she's going to be a shemeres yavam. Tisyabim. The halacha is she's now free to be able to do yibum. So you see clearly that she herself is believed to say meis baili, regardless of whether that's going to result in her being muteres l'shok or whether it's going to mean that now she's falling with yibum. So if she herself is believed, then certainly the edachot should be believed. And if that's the case, there's no way that was the question. So what was the question? Kiti baylach in the ikad amri. The question that Talmide of Rav Sheshes, to ask Rav Sheshes was, Lemishri Yavam ala Alma. The question was, when the Echad be believed to be Mater a Yavam la Alma. So what does this mean? So Rashi says two hechitimtsas of what the case might be. Number one, very simple. You have a Shemeres Yavam. She's waiting for either Yibam or Chalitza. And the Echad comes and tells her, your Yavam died. Because the Yavam died, she's not a Shemeres Yavam anymore. The Zika just got unlocked as a result. She's free to get married to anybody that she wants. So the Shaila was, is the Echad believed to say that the Yavam died or not? Echad is believed to say the husband died, which is matara, an ishus of Eishas Ish, of Mamzer, of Chani Krisos. So you can argue maybe Kaval Chaymer to say that the Yavam died to be matar the Zika. Or, as we'll see in a moment, maybe not. But either way, that was the Shaila. Another Hechitimtsa would be, we have a woman whose husband and son went to Medina Sayyam, like we had in the Mishnah. And they both died. There's no question they both died. But there was a little bit of a suffix who died first. Did the husband die first, or did the child die first? If the husband died first, that means that when he died, he left over a child. There's no Yibum. If the child died first, that means when the husband died, he didn't have a child, then there would be a yibum. Would an eidechot be believed to say that the husband died first so that she will not be a shemeres yavam, so that she will be free to marry anybody that she wants? So is the eidechot believed lemishri yavam al alma, to be mata her to the world? What's the shaila? My time at eidechot. What's the primary reason that an eidechot is believed? Because people don't lie if they know that there's a chance that they're going to get caught. So hakenami lemishaker. Anytime you say eidus that a person died, if you're lying, there's always a chance that this person is going to walk into bezin. So you'd have the same svar to believe the eidechot. Oidoma, maybe time at eidechot. The reason we trust the eidechot is mishum di daiku mitzvah, because we trust that she's going to do a proper due diligence. But over here, we don't have that same level of confidence. Why? Because we're concerned that maybe she Lahedya does not like her Yavam, and as a result, she's not interested in getting stuck in Yivam. Yivam Yavam Yaleh Bal Karcha, and this is not something she wants to have anything to do with. So the Shaila was, in the second Lishna of the Gemara, not as an Eidechot believed to make her fully Yibam, but just the opposite. They echad believe so that she shouldn't fully Yibam. Another obvious nuance between the first Lishna and the second Lishna is, in the first Lishna, we're assuming she may like her Yavam. In the second Lishna, we're assuming she Lahedya doesn't like the Yavam. Either one's a possibility. But regardless, this is the question according to the second Lishna of what the question that was asked to Rav Sheshes was, is the Neid Echad going to be believed to say that the Yavam died, or that at the time that your husband died, you had a son, as a result, you did not fall the Yibam? What's the Shaila? If it's the Ikur that we trust, if we're relying primarily on Daike Ishu Mintzvah, so if that's the case, it's the starkest svara to say that over here she might not be Daike U Mintzvah. Zakhti Gemara, Amlu Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes, like in the first Lishon of the Gemara, said exactly the same exact thing. He said Tinisua, one word. He said it's a Mefurja Mishnah. Where do you see it in the Mishnah? Amru La Meis Bailech. The Mishnah said in the event that they told her your husband died, Vachach Meis Benech, and then afterwards your son died, which meant that you're free to marry anybody that you want. Venisse, since you got married, Vachach Amru La, and then they came back to her and they told her, Chilu Fayu Advar. No, we made a mistake. We didn't realize. What happened was, first your son had died, and then afterwards your husband died, which meant that you are a Shemeres Yavam. You were not allowed to marry anybody that you want. So what did the Mishnah say? Tate say, number one, she's not allowed to stay married. She's Yavam Lashuk right now. The Havlad Rishon V'Achar Mamzer, and the children are going to be Mamzerim, Rashi, top line, Karabi Akiva, right? Because in this case, it's only a Chayvi Lavin, but according to Rabbi Akiva, Yesh Mamzer V'Chayvi Lavin. So the Gemara says, hey, what exactly was this case? Meaning, when they originally told her that your husband died and then your son died, so you're free now to go marry anybody that you want, who was that person that said Eidos? Ilei Metrei. Was it two people? And then afterwards, when they came and they told Mechilav Advarim Vitrei, it was another two people that were contradicting. My chaz is Chazahani, is my Chahani. If that's the case, why is the halacha teitze v'avlad rishon v'achrim mamzer? Why does she have to leave? It's trey, trey. It's a suffix whether she could remain married or not remain married. And if that's the case, she should be able to stay married. Now, we spoke out yesterday. I don't understand. If it's a suffix, you can stay married. The teretz is, we mentioned Tosfos, if she said barili, not something we're going to go into, then she should be able to stay married. And besides, mamzer, why did the Mishnah say that the child would be a mamzer? It's true, we're going according to Rabbi Akiva, yesh mamzer michayvei lavin, but it's not a mamzer, it's only a suffik mamzerhu, because we don't really know whether this man died first, or if the son died first. And because it's a suffix, the child should be a suffix mamzer. Now, you'll tell me that last kasha is not such a kasha. Because maybe when it says mamzer, men suffix mamzer. But the next case of the Mishnah, like we spoke at yesterday, the case was where her husband went to Bedina Sayyam, and Echad came and said, your husband died. Then Adam came afterwards and said he was alive, but he ended up dying afterwards. So what was the halacha? Harishan, any child that she had during the time that now the Edom are saying he was really alive, that child's going to be a mamzer. Any child she has afterwards is going to be not a mamzer. Now the emes is that even though the Mishnah says the child is not a mamzer, really it's a mamzer midrabanan. And still the Mishnah said, ain't a mamzer. So child is a mamzer. The Teretz says, what does ene mamzer mean? It's not a vaday mamzer midereiso. So shmam, you know, the daf kiktoni. So you see that the word mamzer doesn't just mean a pshtikol mamzer. Because if it means a shtikol mamzer, then the achroin in that case would also be a shtikol mamzer. Elamai mamzer means a mamzer vaday. It doesn't mean a mamzer suffix. So if that's the case, we have two problems with saying that the case of amrula meis bailech v'achach meis b'neich v'nises v'achachach amrula chilef ha'yadvarim is a trey a trey. What is the case? Elalav, you have to say chad. You have to say it's talking about where there was an eid echad that came and said meis bailech v'achakach meis binech. And based on the eid echad, she got married. Then two eidim came. So, oh, so we trust the two eidim over what? That's why teitze. That's why Vlad Vaday Manzer. But Al Kopanim, what do you see from here? That the Eidecha would have been believed because of the time of the Azubay Trey Akhreshua. The only reason that Loch is Tetzivah Vlad Manzer, the only reason this is a problem is because afterwards two Eidim came and they contradicted the Eidecha. Halav Hachi, but if you wouldn't have had two Eidim come later, Mehemin, then the Eidecha would have been believed. So Rav Sheish has told the Talmidim, even in this Lishna, he said, Tini Suah, it's enough in the Mishnah. You see, the Eid Echad is believed, but the Gemara says no. La'oilam Trey U'Trey. Maybe really the case of the Mishnah is talking about where it was Trey U'Trey. What's the Kasha? If it's Trey U'Trey, why Teitze? If she says Bari Li, she should be able to stay married. Why is the child that she has a mamzer, even according to the Akiva Yech mamzer Michayvi Lavin, but it's only a Suffolk mamzer because maybe the other two Eidim are telling the truth? Ukita Omar, Rav Acha Bar Minyumi Be'edei Hazoma. Just like Rav Acha Bar Minyumi, Mesechtes Kedushin, made in Oikimta, Trey U'Trey, but we're not talking about two Edom that are being makhish the story, but rather Edei Hazama, Hachanami here too, you can make the same exact Akimta, and you could say it's talking about the Edei Hazama, meaning it was Trey U'Trey, but the second pair of Edom weren't saying, oh, I know he's alive. They don't know. But what they were saying was, Edom, who told you that they saw this event happen, and they saw Meis Bailech, V'achakach Meis Benech, they're not telling the truth. You know, I know that because the Imanu Yisim and Makom Ploini. So it's talking about with those two Edom were mazin, the first two Edom. Over there, you don't say Trey U'Trey. Over there, the halach is, it's a Yitzayim Chidashu, but we trust the second pair of Edom. That's why it's Teitzei, and that's why the child is going to be not a Suffolk Mamzer, the child is going to be a Vadai Mamzer. So the Gemara is going to continue now on this discussion, specifically the Ikud da Amri that was asked to Rav Sheshes. Again, what's the Ikud Amri? Bo minei Rav Sheshes. They asked Rav Sheshes, would an Eid Echad be believed to be Mater or Yavam or Shok? What does that mean? Oh, Shemeres Yavam, there's a Yavam, and Eid Echad comes and says, the Yavam died. Eid Echad is believed to say that a married man died, so maybe Kal v'chomer that he would be believed to say that the Yavam died. However, Inami, the Gemara has it said that maybe not, because maybe the whole Nemanus of Eid Echad is Be'ikr, predicated on Daike Ishu Mitzvah. Maybe here you don't have such a svar of Daike Ishu Mitzvah. Another Heichat Timsa with this would be Negei, when Eid Echad came and said Meis Bailech, but also Meis Benech, and that it was Meis Benech after Meis Bailech. So as a result of the Eidos, what's going to come out is that she's going to be Muteris Lashok, she's going to be free from the Yavam. Again, we have a tzad to say that maybe the Eid Echad will not be believed. So Amri Rav Mordechai the Rav Ashi. Now Amri Law, some say it was Rav Acha the Rav Ashi. So we're not sure if it was Rav Mordechai who told us the Rav Ashi, or Rav Acha who told us the Rav Ashi. But either way, one of the Amri Ram told Rav Ashi Toshma, I'll bring you a raya from a Mishnah later in the Masechta. Eino Ishan Amen Aslam Yemesi Vami. A woman is not believed to say that my Yavam died, She'ein Nase, so that I should be free now to go and marry anybody that I want. V'loi Meisa Achaisi. Additionally, she's not believed to say that my sister died, She'eikonas Labesa, so that I should now be allowed to marry my sister's husband. Achaisi, she's an erva, but only if they're both alive. If person's married, his wife dies, then he's allowed to marry her sister. Now, this is a mefurish halacha, that a woman is not believed to say meis yavami. And the Gemara makes a diak. He nihi deloy mehemna. It sounds like she herself is not believed to say that my yavam died. Right, what's the chiddush? Even though a woman is believed to say meis baili, but the Mishnah says she's not believed to say meis yavami. Ha edecha, but it sounds like an edecha. Mehemin would be believed. So isn't it a mafurish raya from here that an edecha would be believed? Rav Sheshi said tinisua from our Mishnah. The Gemara was daichid. Maybe he's talking about edei azama. But this Mishnah would seem to be a mafurish raya because it sounds like only she's not believed, but it sounds like an edecha would be believed. But the Gemara says, well, lutamech, according to you, you want to make a diak. I hear it's a good diak. But according to you, that this diak is a proper diak. Ema seifa. How you going to learn the seifa? Eino ishna. A man is not believed to say that my brother died, so I could be Miyabim's wife. So Shimon wouldn't be believed to say that my brother Reuven died in the event that he had no children, so now he should be able to be Miyabim his wife. Additionally, a man is not believed to say that my own wife died. He can't say that. So that I should be able to marry his sister. Now you're going to tell me the same diak. He's not believed, but an Echad is believed. Can't be. There's no Havamina. There's no Bomi name Rav Sheshes, not in the first Lishna, not in the second Lishna, not in the third Lishna. Right? Can't be. There's no such Shiloh. Why? Because Bishlamin got the Isha. Bishlamin, when it comes to a woman and allowing her now to get married based on the testimony of an Eidechot, Mishum Iguna Kilube Rabban. Right, we're clearing. What's the Iker reason? Is it Daiki Shemintzeva? Is it Milsa Davida Legluye? But it's all Adank Mishum Iguna Akilu Bei Rabbana. That's where it all starts. That's the foundation of this whole sugya. That's the foundation of Perek Isha Rabba. So it's only in the event that we're trying to be Matar a woman. A man has to do Yibum. He has to marry his wife's sister, marry somebody else. She, if she stalks it, she has a problem. So says the Gemara, Bishlam Gabi Isha, it's even a shmuz. El Gabi Ish, my Ikilamaimer, but when it comes to a man, there's no iguna. And if that's the case, there'd be no Havamina. El, you have to say, all the diyukim in this Mishnah are not diyukim. Ain't no Ishan Amenis Loimar. Meis Yavami doesn't necessarily mean that an Eid Echad would be believed. And the Eino Ish Nemon Loimar Meis Achi. Or Meso Ishti doesn't necessarily mean that Eid Echad would be believed. Again, you can't be medayik anything from this Mishnah. Now, the truth is we can stop here, but the Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, Eloki Yitzrach, so what really is the grace of Chiddush of this Mishnah? Says the Gemara, the Chiddush is the Ikar Alacha, that Eino Ishan Amenes Loimar Meis Yavami. That's the Chiddush. Not the diuk that would come from that halacha that an Eid Echad is believed, but alein, that a woman is not believed, and this is really a chiddush. And the reason it's such a chiddush is li Rabbi Akiva, because the Mishnah is trying to say that even according to Rabbi Akiva, it's tricha. Who's Rabbi Akiva? So I mean, I would have thought, hey, I'm Rabbi Akiva yesh mamza mechayv lavim. That being that there's mamza mechayv lavim, ein machaisha al kulkula dezara v'daika. So you would think that a woman is going to be very daika mitzvah before she just gets married. Why? Because if she gets it wrong and she has a child, even though all she is a chayvi lavim, according to Rabbi Akiva. So you would have thought that you should trust Eid Echa, you should trust her herself to say that meis yavami because she's afraid that maybe a kilkel is going to come from her zera. Kamash malon, that's the chiddush now. But the point is, the chiddush in the Mishnah is das alein, that we don't trust the woman. You would have to have a meaning you trust the woman to say meis yavami, but don't make any diyukim that we do trust Eid Echa. I don't know, maybe we do, maybe we don't. Oh, but to bring a raya from here, that's already not something that you're going to be able to do. Rava Amar, Rava said as it relates to this Shiloh, again, the Ikud, the Amri of the Bohem, in name of Rav Sheishas. So said Rava, Eid Echa Nemen B'Yavam, it's Pasha Eid Echa Nesbib B'Yavam. He says, if an Eid Echa comes and says the Yavam died, of course the Eid Echa is going to be believed. Eid Echa comes and says that first the husband died, then the son died, for sure he's going to be believed. Mikal V'Chaymer, it's a Kal V'Chaymer, it's a Karis, he Tarto, it's a Lavlai Kolshkein, Madach, he trusts Eid Echa to be Matir Eishas Ish, which is an Issa Karis if you get it wrong. So certainly, he can be Mati Yavam L'Shuk, which is only an Issa Lav if you get it wrong. But one of the Rabbanon told Rava, no, he Atzma Teichiach, there's an obvious Teichiach. And what's the Teichiach? From the woman herself, he Atzma, Iralein, Zi. She's the biggest Teichiach on this Kal V'Chaymer. Why the Lissa Karas Yitarta? Because a married woman's belief can say Meis Baili, or Belissa Lav Lo Yitarta. But the Mishnah we just said, Eino Ishin Amenas Lemir, Meis Yivami, she's not the belief to say, my Yavam died, Eli, my time alive. So what's Taka the reason? This one of the Rabbanon told Rava, why is she not believed? The Kibin the Zimnin the Sanyalei Loi Daiku Mitzvah, because maybe she's not interested in being married to the Yavam, and as a result, she's going to be a quote unquote Loi Daiku Mitzvah. Eid Echa Nami, as for Leitzu Eid Echa, the Kibin the Zimnin the Sanyalei, it's possible she doesn't like him, Loi Daiku Mitzvah, as for that reason, could be she will not be believed. Incidentally, this last Gemara, this last exchange between Rava and Hahume Rabbanon, it really brings out the dichotomy in the entire Sugya, because you see from here that on the one hand, your muschal rishon would always be to be more machmer in a sugya that's more serious. So ishas ish, where the implications are so chomer, you would not trust in eid echad, right? It would be an impetus to be machmer. But mitzad sheni, you see throughout the whole sugya that there's a svar of haker, that the more chomer something is, there's more of a svar to be mekel. Because the whole nemanus of the eid echad is predicated on daiku mitzvah, and there's more of a svar that which would be daiku mitzvah. Right? That's the whole spirit of it's because it's so chomer that you have a right to go ahead and be mekel. Right? The Gemara just said a svar that it could be according to Rabbi Akiva, who holds yesh mamzah mechayv ilav, and then you would. Rabbi Akiva, who makes chayv ilav and more chomer, that's more of a reason you should trust her, maybe. And that's what Rava and the Ahume Rabbanon seem to be debating a little bit. That's for sure the backdrop. Rava's tining, if you trust in Eid Echad to say that a married man died, Kal v'chaymer, a Yavam. Is it Karis, Itartel, Is it Lav L'Kolshke? And what Ahume Rabbanon told Rava? Fundamentally, it could be just the opposite. Not just the Teichiach. He came with a Teichiach. He fragged up the Kal v'chaymer, but he was mazbe the Teichiach. And he said, because there's a fundamental flaw in what you're saying. Because you're assuming the more chomer something is, the less of a reason there is to trust. I can argue, punk fakar, I can argue, said Ahume Rabbanan, that the more chomer it is, the more svar there is to be mekel. Why? Because if it's more chomer, there's more of a svar of daikir mincibah, it brings out, it magnifies more the whole mitoy chomer shechmar toleh besoifa. Before we start the next Gemara, just to mention one beautiful chiddush from the Minchas Chinuch, and that is we're discussing the halacha of Eidus Isha and the Greisa Kula in Eidus Isha, that we trust the testimony of an Eid Echad. Now, something else that we've seen throughout the sugyas is that not only do we trust an Eid Echad, we even trust people that ordinarily would be pasul Eidus. For example, a woman, an Eved Kanani, a Shivcha Kananis, Eid mi pi eid, even in Eini Yehudi, Masiach lefitumoy, mi pi ksavam, b'loy derisha v'chakira. So there's so many different chidushim that you have in the halacha of Eidus Isha. But the point is, we trust not only in Eid Echad, where he's an Eid Kasher, but we even trust in Eid Echad, where this Eid Echad is an Eid Pasul. So for example, if a woman would walk into Beis Din, and she would say, Meis Bailech, your husband died, the halacha is that this woman would be believed. It's also mavur in the sugya, that if a woman would walk into Beis Din and say that your husband did not die, that woman would be believed as well. Meaning, Isha Shalach Bailam Dinas Yom. A woman walks into Beis Din, an eight apostle says, Meis Bailech. And then another fray walks into Beis Din and says, no, he's really alive. It would be one against one. What if you had a second woman that came in and said, yeah, Meis Bailech, and that would be two against one. What if two more women would come into Beis Din and say, no, I know your husband for sure is alive, it'd be three against two. You go Basa Roiv Deos, one of the Gemaras that we saw already. But the point is that just like a woman is neman to say Meis Bailech, a woman's also neman to say Loi Meis Bailech. It goes both ways. We trust the Eidos of a apostle when it comes to the parish of Eidus Isha, say when it supports the woman's case of Mishum Eguna Kilu Bei Rabbana, but also when it goes in the reverse, that's a Dava Pashit, it's Mavur this way in many sugyas. Abba the Mechas Chinuch says a Chiddush Nifla. V'ru'uyin Hadvarim L'misha Amram. He says, what would be if you would have a woman that walked into Beis Din and she said, Meis Bailech, Isha Shalach Bailam Dinas Ayam, a woman said, Meis Bailech, okay? She's now free to get married. Then two women came into Beis Din, and the two women, they weren't makrish, what the Eid Echad said. But they said, Imanu hayisim b'malkom ployni. They were mazim the woman. Says the Minchas Chinuch, lulei de mistafina, I would say, the two women would not be believed. Why? Because the emes is, hazama, even though it's stronger than akrasha, but it's different than akrasha. When you have two peers of Edom that are being makrish each other, so they're going head to head, they're contradicting each other. You have one peer of Edom saying, this happened. You have another peer of Edom saying, that happened. So there's a whole sugya tray. A tray is fake, a rice is fake, a rabbanon. Some of the most intense sugyas in Asham Nezikin start off with such a case. We have shtei kite Edom ha-makhish zu-azu. Hazama is different. Hazama, the second peer of Edom, don't know at all what happened. All they're saying is he manuwa yisim ma complaining. You're telling me that you saw this happen? They're saying Eidus not on the Uvda. They're saying Eidus on the Gavra. They're saying that no, you were with us, and because you were with us, it can't be that what you're saying is true. Zokhtim in Chas Chinuch, the special nemonos that Chazal gave an Isha when it comes to Eidus Isha was to be made on the Uvda. He did die. He didn't die. But to be made on the Mensch, Mechatesa. He says, what would be if two women would walk into Beis Din and they would say that, oh, this woman that's saying Eidus, I know she's a liar, Azasar Shakrin, that we wouldn't trust her even when it comes to Eidus Isha. Would you trust those two women? Of course not. They're not neman to be made on a person. They're pasul eidos. They're neman just to be made on the uvda. See, he says hazama is the same thing. Hazama they're not be made on the uvda. That's good for why hazama works, right? Itzoymim chiddushu. Of course, it's a chiddush, but there's a pshat in the chiddush. What's the pshat? The rishonim say because they're not really contradicting each other. When two people contradict each other, so my chazes, the sam chasahani, smay chahani. But when they're not contradicting each other, but rather I'm being made on the uvda and you're being made on me, so it's not a blatant contradiction. So there's a halacha. It's a chiddush, of course, but that's together, and that's why you trust the second pair of Edom. So zokta mechaz chinuch, it could be that if an isha would be machish an isha, or two nashim would be machish one isha, you'd go basar rav deis, and you would trust the two nashim that are saying that he's alive and that he really didn't die. But if they would be mazim, immanu ayisim abakum ploini, even though hazama is much better, we just had it in the Gemara, that edei hazama, of course, are better, but could be counterintuitively, if two women would be mazim, Be'ed echad be'edos isha, it could be that loch is you would not trust those edim zoymimin. Zok to Gemara Vayta. So the Mishnah said, Zem medrash darash Rabbi Lazar ben Masya. So this was referring back to the last case in the Mishnah, Dav Tzadik Beis Amad Beis. The case over there was again, Yishe Shalach Bailam Dina Siyam, every case starts off that way. And an Eid Echad came and said, Meis Bailech. She got up, she got married, but all she did was Kedushin. She didn't do nesu'in. The achakach babaylo, and then her husband came. So the halach is muteres lachsoloi. In this case, she's allowed to go back to her original husband. Meaning, the mishnah of ha'isha rab is only true if she had nesu'in. But if all she had was kedushin, so then the halach is she's allowed to go back to her original husband. She doesn't need a get from this man that was mekadesher. And then the mishnah said that afal pisha nasal la'achrin get, and even if he did give her a get, loy paslam and akuhuna, she's not going to be disqualified from kuhuna. Meaning, ordinarily, a woman that gets a get is a grusha, it says in the Torah. A grusha is pasal kuhuna. But this woman is not going to be pasal kuhuna. And azu darash Rabbi Elazar ben Masya. And the Gemara, the mishnah, brought a drasha, that Rabbi Elazar ben Masya darshin v'isha grusha me'isha, v'loy me'isha eina isha. Meaning, it says in the Torah, Isha zayne v'chalal lo yikachu. The isha grusha meisha with a mapeke meisha. The isha grusha meisha. Why does it have to say grusha meisha? Of course, she's a grusha meisha. Who else is she a grusha from? What's meisha? Meisha. It's only from her husband. V'loy meisha eino isha. This second man was really not isha. You would have had a havamina ben benoisha, havamina that. That get would also make her into a grusha. Azu darash Rabbi Elazar ben Ma. That he went ahead and he had this drasha and he said that no, that in and of itself would not make her into a grusha. So Zokti Gemara, I'm Rabbi Huda my Rab. Rabbi Huda said in the name of Rab. Havalei the Rabbi Elazar le midrash be marganisa. Rabbi Elazar had an opportunity to darshan from the word meisha a marganisa. He could have given us a diamond. The darash be chaspa. Instead, he gave us a chaspa v'alma. My marganisa. What's this marganisa that he could have darshan? The tanya belonged to the bryce. Isha grusha meisha. Why does it say meisha? Afilu loy neskarsha elo meisha psula. Even if the gerushin was only meisha, the halacha is she's going to be pasul lekahuna. V'hainu reich haget pasul lekahuna. And this is the reich haget that we know is pasul lekahuna. It's learned out from this pasuk. V'isha grusha meisha. So what does it mean? Afilu loy neskarsha elo meisha. What's the ivritaych? What's even pashim shach? So Rashi says kigoyin. An example of this would be where a man gives his wife a get and says harei migureshes mimeni. V'i'at muteres lechaladam. However, you're not muter to get married to everybody else. So you're megureshes from me. We're not husband and wife. But at the same time, you're not free to marry somebody else you want. Now this get is not a kosher get because there's a halacha of sefer krisos. A get has to be kairis beinodo veino. It has to make a total separation. And to the extent that there's still some strings attached, that's always an issue. However, we learn from the word v'isha grusha meisha that even if she's only a grusha meisha, the halacha is that she's going to be pasul lekahuna. And the Gemara says this is what we know as reich haget. That said, Rabbi Yehuda my Rav, that's a beautiful drasha. So there was an opportunity here to darshan something as a gevaldig marganisa, and instead we said a drasha that's a chaspa. Why is it a chaspa? Because it's pashet. What do you mean? Of course, if he's not your husband, then that wouldn't be a reich haget, and that wouldn't possibly be a kahuna. This is already a get that you got from your husband. So here you could hear a chakira. It is a get. It's not a get. So we have a drasha fakel a rabbis that it taki is a get, and there's something called reich haget. But the drasha of the mishnah that the Gemara referred to as a chaspa ba'alma. So just one ha'ara before we start the next Mishnah. And that is, so the Gemara is darshani, the halacha of v'isha grusha me'isha lo yikachu. There's a fascinating tshuva in Tshuvas Chasam Sofer. It's in Ebene Ezer. It's Chelik Beis. It's Simin Kuf Ayin Dalet. It's in the middle of a Tshuva. And he brings a Maisa Shahoya Kachoya. V'yan, ki adover tzorech k'tzas l'inyin shel maila, gamkein, being that what I'm about to tell you has a little bit of a shaykh, it says the Chasam Sofer, to what we've been discussing in this Tshuva, asapra, I'm going to tell you a story. He says, k'moyze kama shonim sh'avru, many years ago, hoya be'eretz Italia, in Italy, there was a woman, she was a gvira ashira, nisis le'echa tshakoyfan lahoytzi l'toyva so'isha, and she was married to someone that it wasn't in her benefit to be married to this person. And she tried getting a get. He didn't want to give her a get. She was a very wealthy woman. Eventually, they were able to give him enough shoychad. They incentivized him financially. He ended up giving her a get. Okay, so now she was divorced and she was free to get married. So they were reading her shidduchim, and they read her a shidduch, someone, very, very fine gentleman, very positive shidduch. There was one problem. The problem was he was a kayin. She was a grusha. Because she was a grusha, since she wasn't allowed to marry this person. So she didn't know what to do, so she went and she asked Shailas. This story happened in Wien, and she was handling there with these, the Chasam Sofer refers to them as the quote-unquote philosophers, some of the maskilim, and there was a whole nice say over there, whether or not she should be able to marry this person. And one of these Chachamim came up with a patent. He said, I think she's allowed to. He says, why? Because it says in the Torah, the isha, grusha me isha, lo yikachu. A kohen's not allowed to marry a woman if she's a grusha me isha, if her husband divorced her. But in this case, the husband didn't divorce her. She was the one that divorced the husband. And because she was the one that divorced the husband, so therefore it's not going to be a problem. And he said a shtikala svara. He said a woman that was divorced by her husband, so it's a shtikal of bizayin. And that's why a kayin, v'kidashta, you should have married this woman. But if she's the one that divorced her husband, adarabba, it's a chshivas. And therefore, there's no question in the world that the kayin shouldn't be able to marry her. This is what one of these philosophers said. So, the Chasam Sofer brings in the tshuva, that there was a person there, the zocher latoif. He says, even though it sounds like this person was a balaveira, a bezocher latoif for this one thing that he said. He said he came with a whole argument. He said, it can't be that way. He says, what do you mean? There's no makar to that in Chazal, and it's something that's completely wrong. They said, okay, Chazal, shkayach. We know the Chazal didn't agree with this. Who's rechning zich with Chazal? We have our own nusach, and our own version of Yiddishkeit, and our version of Yiddishkeit. It's a very good drasha. And if that's the case, it's mistaber that maybe the Chachamim, the Tzedukim once upon a time, the Baisusim probably would have liked this var. And Al Kabanim, that was saying a good shtickle taina. So he told them, he says, there's one problem. He said, because if this is the way you're going to go, and you want to tell me now that you want to go with the Pshutei Shal Mikra, and you want to machav ektivrei Chazal, then I have a little bit of an issue. You know why? Because if you look in the parish of Gerishin in the Torah, the Iker parish of Gerishin, the Haktamah to Mesachtes Gittin. So the pasuk in parish of Kisei say, Ki yikach ish isha uva'owa. The same pasuk. V'hoyim loisim tzachem be'enav. In the event that she won't be noisachem be'enav. Ki matzo bo ervas davar. Shamay b'sul Rabbi Akiva. What that means. V'kosav la'sefer k'risos. V'nosim b'yada. V'shulcha mi'beisa. V'yotzim mi'beisa v'hoch v'yisa l'shachar. U'sneyo ish'achirayim. If the ish'achirayim is going to be in the same situation, he's not either going to like her. Again, v'kosav la'sefer k'risos. V'nosim b'yada. V'shulcha mi'beisa, etc. Twice the Torah mentions Gerishin. And both times, what does the Torah say? Why did this man divorce his wife? Because she wasn't noisachem by him. The Isha Acharon didn't like her. And as a result, he gave her a get. He said, Bechura, based on the Pshuta Yishal Mikra in the Pasek, the only time a man can divorce his wife is if she's not noisachem by him. If it's Usneyo Isha Acharon. However, if it's Vaket, he's not noisachem by her, this Yid, who Zachar Latoif said the chayr the get wouldn't be chal. So what's pshat the get's chal? Because it was a messiah from Chazal. Chazal had a messiah that it's lav davka. So he said if you're going to go with Chazal's messiah, then you have to go with this. This is also lav davka. The Chasam Sofer had such hanah from this that he brought. He right tells over the story to the shayl. He brings it in a tshuva. He Zachar Latoif this person, and he says this was the tshuva hanitzachas that he was able to tell her. And like this, he was able to prevent. His lashon, a grusha for marrying a kohen, which would be marba chalom and be yisrael, mamish dvarim neflon. Then the Chasam Sofer says a whole nother chap as it relates to this whole shmuz ayin sham. It's an even as a chelik bey simen kuf ayin dalad of a drasha of us is tucked away in a Chasam Sofer from this yid, this philosopher who was living in Wien in the early 1800s. Vadvarim atikin. Me inyan le inyan. This reminded me of another Chasam Sofer. And that other Chasam Sofer is in Parshas Emor. It's in Chasam Sofer ala Teira, not Teiras Moshe. Chasam Sofer ala Teira. It's in the Haftarah. It's the first piece. So there's a pasuk in Yecheskel. The pasuk says, "Va'almana
ugrusha lo yikchu lahem lenashim. It's talking about kohanim. The almana ugrusha lo yikchu lahem lenashim ki im besulais mizera beis Yisrael. The almana ashetia almana mikayin yikachu. So the almana ugrusha lo yikchu lahem lenashim. Now the truth is, this pasuk is a very shvera pasuk. Why? Because if we're talking about a kohen hedyet, then there is no whistle for kohen hedyet to marry an almana. So if that's the case, so what does it mean? The almana ugrusha, the chayr ugrusha is mashma or kohanim. So if it's all kohanim, then it's not almana. So manav shach, what's going on? Now the truth is, we know Gemara in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Yud Gimel on the days, the Gemara talks about Chananya ben Chizkiyah ben Gorin. The Gemara says, Omer Rav Yud Omer Rav, Brom Zocha Oysa Ish Latoy V'Chananya ben Chizkiyah Shmoy. Sholmol Ehu Gonu Sefer Yecheskel Shayidvar of Soysim Divrei Torah. Ma'asa, he went and he reconciled all these psukim. But this is a pasuk that's a little bit tzarech bir. So the Chassam Sofer Kedarko, he said a Dover Nifla. He said that Yesh Loime, that this pasuk is coming to tell us a Chiddush. And that is, a kohen's not allowed to marry a grusha. Pashat the pshat is because if this woman was a woman that was usneya ha'ish, loy matza chen be'enav, why? Ki matza be'ervas dover, azasar froy, is not supposed to marry a kohen. He said, but what would be if there was a man that was megarish his wife, not because she wasn't matza chen be'enav, but rather the reason was is because he didn't want her to fully yibum. We know kol ayoytzel mechemes beis David get krusis kaisa biyadik. Very often, people would give their wife a get because they didn't want her to be an almana, because they didn't want yivum or agunas or all these different shailas. So they would give the get and they would stipulate that they want the get to be chal shah achas koydim yisase. So it says the Chassam Sofer, it could have been a havamina, then maybe azasar grusha should be mutter to a kohen. The almana ugrusha la yikhu lehem. Even a grusha, with the whole reason she's a grusha is to prevent her from being an almana, afal pikin, as asor grusha is also going to be aser. Meaning, the halach is a grusha is a big aser. It doesn't matter if the reason she's a grusha is because she's the one that divorced her husband, like this Frey in Italy and Wien and all that drama that took place. And it doesn't matter if the reason she became a grusha was to prevent her from being an almana. Either way, two different chsam soifers, that's what this halacha is going to be. Zok to Mishnah Vayta. Mishnah Holcha Ishtalim Dina Sayam. So, the first Mishnayas, and really all the cases that we've been learning up until this point is, Oisha Shaholach Bailalim Dina Sayam. Now we have just the opposite. Mishnah Holcha Ishtalim Dina Sayam. Bov Amrullah. And then they came and they told him, Meis Ishtacha, your wife died. Okay. Vinasa Esachoisa. And he married her sister. Now, he didn't need to hear Meis Ishtacha in order for him to be able to get married, because pre-chem der minigershin, he'd be allowed to marry another wife anyways. However, it was negeya the edos because he ended up marrying her sister. Now, her sister, that is asr as long as his wife's alive, but if she's not alive anymore, then he's allowed to marry her sister. So, his wife went to Medina Sayam, they told her, Meis Ishtacha, and he married her sister. And just like in all the cases we have up until this point, turns out this Eid or these two Eidim are lying, his wife walked in. So what's the halacha? Muteres lachzer loy. She is allowed to go back and live with her wife. Umutter bekrei v'shnia. She is mutter, or he's mutter, in the krei voice of this second wife, the Achis Isha, Ushniya Muteres Bekraivav, and the Achis Isha is going to be mutter in all his kraven. The Imesa, let's say they come, they tell him that your wife was alive, but she ended up dying. So then the halach is Rishoina Mutter, the Imesa Rishoina Mutter Bishniya. If the first one dies, The Im Mesa Rishoina Mutter B'Shnia. In the event that she ends up dying, his wife, Taka, ends up dying, then Mutter B'Shnia, in that case, he'd be allowed to marry her sister. I mean, it would have been Havamin, it mean that he was married to her Be'isr, so maybe he's never allowed to marry her. Kamash no, he would be allowed to. Amrullah, they told him, Mes Ishtai, this is the case we just mentioned. If they told him, Mes Ishtai, your wife died, Venasa Sachoisa, and he married a Vachach, Amrullah, Kayemes, and then they came back and they said that she's alive, Hoisa, Umesa, and then she died afterwards. So Havlad, Rishonam, so any child that she had during the time that this woman was alive is going to be a mamzer, because it comes out he was married to Achis Ishtoi v'achroin, but any child that he had with her after she had already died, a mamzer is not going to be a mamzer. In other words, the Mishnah basically said that even though we have the first Mishnah in the Perek that mentions the 16 things, right, all the different halachas, that in a gay, Isha Shalach Bailam Dina Sayyam, where she got married based on the Eidus of an Eid Echad, and then he showed up, Teitze Mizeh, Mizeh, there's no Ksuba, the Vlad Mishnah and Achim is Mamzer, Chaylet is Flamin Sedam, right, all the different halachas that were mentioned in the Mishnah, that's only true for a woman who's an Eishas Ish, who gets married based on the Eidus of an Eid Echad, and then it turns out that she really wasn't an Eishas Ish. But if it's in the reverse case, where there's a man that gets married based on the Eidus that his wife died to his wife's sister, and then his wife ends up showing up, that halacha is not going to be true. Number one, he's allowed to go back to his original wife. If he wants to at some later date marry the second wife, that's going to be okay as well. So all the halachas that you had in the first Mishnah for Isha Shalach Baila L'Medina Sayyam would not be true for Isha Shalach Ishta L'Medina Sayyam. Again, where's the Negei? Isha Shalach Ishta L'Medina Sayyam? It's Negei Achos Ishta. Rabbi Yossi says, Kol Shepoysel Ayyidei Acherim, Poysel Ayyidei Atzmoy. V'chol She'en Poysel Ayyidei Acherim, So what does Rabbi Yossi mean? So Rashi says, B'gemara mefarishlo, that the Gemara is already going to explain Rabbi Yossi. The Gemara is on Daf Tzad Dekei on the base. So the Gemara is going to have a whole Amid Gemara discussing Shittas Rabbi Yossi. But we do have to teach Rabbi Yossi now, even though it's tempting to follow Rashi's lead, because really it segues into the very first Gemara. Rabbi Yossi says that even though it's true that the Mishnah said that a man whose wife went to Medina Sayyam, and an Eid Echad came and said, your wife died. So he married her sister. And then she shows up, she's allowed to go back, says Rabbi Yossi, that's not always going to be the case. There will be a time where he will not be allowed to go back and marry his original wife. How would that be the case? So Zok Rabbi Yossi, this is classic Yevamis, it would be Negei if the case was where his wife's sister, that he married based on the Eidus of the Eid Echad, that his own wife died, was a woman whose own husband had gone L'Medina Sayyam. Now remember, her husband is his brother-in-law. That's why you're going to see, the Gemara is going to talk about Gisai, the Shvager, because that's really who he is. With Gisai, your wife's sister's brother had also gone to L'Medina Sayyam, and Eid Echad came and said that he died. So she now was also able to get married, and she ended up marrying him. So, Maisa Shahaya Kachaya, where there was a married man and there was a married woman, his wife went to Medina Sayyam, her husband went to Medina Sayyam. Eid Echad came and said that your wife died. Eid Echad came and said that your husband died. It just so happens that the man who had gone to Medina Sayyam's wife, meaning the woman, Ha'isha Shahalach Baila, is Achis Ishta, he ended up marrying her. And then Sai, his wife showed up, and Sai, her husband showed up. So Zok Rabbi Yossi, in this case, he's not going to be mutalach. He's not going to be able to go back to his wife. I, the Mishnah, said that when it comes to Isha Allah, Isha Lindus, I don't have the problem. But over here, being that she's not going to be able to go back to her husband, because that's the first Mishnah in the Perek, so if she can't go back to her husband, you can't go back to your wife either. She can't go back to her husband. Why? Because of you. You're the reason, because you were married to her. So being that she can't go back to her husband because of you, you're being poisel hers, you can be poisel ayidei atzmai also. So too, you're not going to be able to go back to your wife. So to segue right into the Gemara, obviously the Tanakam Rabbi Yossi don't hold it as Chiddush. Tanakam Rabbi Yossi said, no, Misha holcha ishta l'medina sayon, ubal v'amr l'meis ishtacha, it's fine, muteres lachsel, he's up to the Gemara. V'afak after ozol ishtoi v'gisay l'medina sayon. You see, this is true, even if his wife went and his shvogel went along. Dahani, hani, nisun, dekimitzra, ishas gisay, agisay. Where it turns out that your marriage was potent to the point where it assert your brother-in-law's wife on your brother-in-law. Afilu hachi eishes gisay asira ishtoi sharia. It's only she that's going to be assert to her husband. That's the first Mishnah. We can bifurcate the case, but you're going to be mutter to your wife. V'lo yamrina, we don't say mitoich shenesra eishes gisay agisay teyaser ishtoi olav. We don't say that mitoich that this marriage meant eishes gisay is going to be assert gisay. So too, your wife has to be assert on you. Zok tegemar leima masnisin deloy kerabi yakiva. It would seem that our Mishnah is Deloy Kerabi Akiva. What did it say in our Mishnah? Our Mishnah said, again, the first halacha of the Mishnah, Misha holcha ishta l'medina sayon, Eid Echad came and said, Meso ishtecha, he married her sister, and then his wife showed up. So the halacha is muteres lachsalon. the most basic fundamental halach of our Mishnah. She's allowed to go back to him, he's allowed to go back to her, they can go back to the living happily ever after. This was one big mistake, and they're allowed to live happily ever after. Zok to Gemara, this halacha is the like Rabbi Akiva. It's Rabbi Akiva, because if it's Rabbi Akiva, havila achis grushasoy, his wife is now going to be achis grushasoy. And if she is achis grushasoy, they should not be able to be married. So what's the makar that Rabbi Akiva would hold that's achis grushasoy? The time we learn to the brayse, kol arayish betayra ain't tzrichas a man get. All arayish betayra, if somebody marries an erva, being that the kedusha is not toifis, so you don't have to give her a get. Chutz me'eshes ish shenises al pi besen. With the exception of an eshes ish that was nises al pi besen, the Mishnah of Isha Rabba, an eshes ish got married, still tates him izel mizel, but tzrichas get mizel mizel. In that case, where she was nises al pi besen, which means aydachot, so in that case, even no, it was an error. They got married. Still, you need to get Rebbe Kiva Moisev. Rebbe Kiva was Moisev. He said, "Af Eishes Ach, va'Achis Isha." If somebody would marry an Eishes Ach, or if somebody would marry an Achis Isha, you'd have to give a get. So the Gemara makes a chet. Kiva Amar Rebbe Kiva, buy a get. So being that Rebbe Kiva holds that if you marry an Achis Isha, you always need a get. So Memele Itzrola, then it's Poshit that he should not be able to go back to his wife to have a Achis Grushasai, because it comes out that his wife is going to end up being Achis Grushasai. Meaning in our Mishnah, a person married Achis Ishtoi. So being that a person married Achis Ishtoi, according to Rabbi Akiva, that you need a get by Achis Ishtoi, even though it's an Erva. So it comes out now that his own wife is going to be Achis Grushasai. Now, this whole gets a din d'rabbanan, but there is a concept called achis grushasai. You're not allowed to marry achis grushasai. So if you can't marry achis chalutasai, you can't marry achis zikukasai, you can't marry achis grushasai either. So if you can't marry achis grushasai, so then the halacha of the Mishnah with teres lachsai shouldn't be true. Must be masis like Rabbi Kiva. The Mishnah must be not like Rabbi Kiva. But the Gemara says, no, it's not a tushta, because v'laf itmar Allah. Didn't we already learn Amrav Gidol, Amrav Chia by Yosef, Amarav? Rav Gidol, send the name of Chia by Yosef, send the name of Rabbi, clarified what Rabbi Akiva meant when he said, "Af eshes ach va'achis isha," that if somebody marries an eshes ach and achis isha, the halach is that you have to give a get. Which really, at first glance, is sarach in gadol. Why should you have to give a get? Kol arayish shebetoyra ain't tzriches get. Our Mishnah, yeah, that we understand because of our Mishnah. But eshes ach and an achis isha, why would it be any different? So Rav Chia said, and Rav Gidol said, and Rav Chia bar Yosef, who send the name of Rav, that Hai Heshes Ach Eichidami, the case is as follows. It's talking about that a man was Mekadesh Anisha. Kidesh, emphasis on Kidesh, as we'll say. V'holach Medina Sayam. And then he went to Medina Sayam. V'shama Shemes Achiv. And then he heard that his brother died. V'omad V'nosa Es Ishtai. So Ruvain was married to a woman. Reuven went to Medina Sayam, and then Shimon heard that Reuven died. And because of that, he understood that now Reuven's wife just fell a Yibum to him. So he went and he did Yibum. The Amri Inchi, there the halacha is that in the event that Reuven shows up, so it turns out that Reuven was really alive. So it turns out that when Shimon did Yibum, he really didn't do Yibum. What did Shimon do? Shimon was merely marrying an Eishes Ach, Shalib Makam Mitzvah, which is, she was a married woman anyways. So it's poshut that the Kedushin wasn't a Kedushin. Still, Rabbi Akiva holds, in that case, you have to give a get. And the reason is because we're afraid that people might say that Hach Kamo Tano Havu Babi Kedushin. People might not realize that this marriage that happened when Shimon married this woman, that the marriage happened betos. Because people might think that it was a good marriage. What do you mean? How could it be a good marriage? How's that even possible? He just showed up. The Teretz says people might think that the Kedushin was done ala Tanai, and the Tanai was Nisbatel. And that's why it turns out she was never an Eishes Ish, she was never an Eishes Ach, and therefore he was allowed to marry her, Bahai Shapra Nosef. And the marriage that he had was a proper marriage. So being that there's always a possibility that that may happen, so therefore the halach is you have to give a get. Meaning, because people might not realize that this was a kedushin with an erva. People might think it was a gehedig marriage. How's it possible? You can't marry your Eishes Ach. So b'makom yibum, yeah, but he just showed up, so we know it's not b'makom yibum. Because people might think that igloy muslim afraid that original marriage wasn't a marriage. So it comes out she was never really Eishes Ach. V'ayi achis isha et nami. And the case of achis isha said Rav was the same thing. Heichidam ikigon shekidesh es isha. It's talking about where a man was mekadesh a woman. V'hol chol medina sayam, and she went to medina sayam. V'shama shemeso, and then someone had heard that this man, right, the husband, heard that his wife died, and he married her sister. There too, if his wife shows up, he would have to give a get to the sister. She's an achis yishagloy milso. The amri inchik is, again, people are going to say, hachka maisa tanai havalo b'kiddushel. Maybe there was a tanai in the kiddushin, and if that's the case, v'ashapar nasev, it comes out the marriage was a good marriage, and because the marriage was a good marriage, it's for that reason you'd have to give a get. Says the Gemara, the only reason Rabbi Akiva said, a little bit of a cheshmet, the only reason Rabbi Akiva said that a person has to give a get to Eisha Sachan and Achis Isha, it's because of a concern that maybe people will think that the Eisha Sach wasn't really an Eisha Sach and the Achis Isha wasn't really an Achis Isha. What do you mean she wasn't an Eisha Sach? She was married to your brother. Maybe that Kedushin was ala Tanai, and it turns out Tanai wasn't this guy. What do you mean she wasn't an Achis Isha? You were married to her sister. Maybe your Kedushin was ala Tanai. So when you marry an Eisha Sach and you marry an Achis Isha, over there, because of that concern, you have to give a get. Okay, what does that have to do with our Mishnah? So what's the kasha? Ella nesu'in mi'ikil me'emet t'na havalab nesu'in. But in our Mishnah, there was nesu'in. And because there was nesu'in, there's no way that this could ever be a problem. Meaning, Rabbi Akiva's case was bedafka k'goin shekidesh achiv eso isha. K'goin shekidesh es isha v'nas achai. So where all there was kedushin. Kedushin you could do ala t'nai. And because kedushin you could do ala t'nai, so it's for that reason, this is a possibility. So anachanami, if someone was mekadesh an isha, then he married her sister, you would have to be megarish to her sister, which means you would never be mutted back to your wife because she would be achayis grushasai. But if somebody was married to a woman and then this whole maisa happened, you wouldn't have to give her a get. Because the whole concern that maybe your marriage to your own wife was ala tanai is not a concern anymore. If there was kedushin, kedushin could be done ala tanai. But nesuin is never done ala tanai. Rashi says, the reason nesuin is not done ala tanai, it's not so much a halacha. It's because nesuin leads to bia, and it's going to come out, it's going to be a bilas nos. So, being that nesuin is not ala tanai, it's not going to be a problem. What was our Mishnah? Our Mishnah was, Misha holcha ishtay l'medina sayam. There was nesuin. It wasn't just kedushin. There was nesuin. So in that case, muteres lachsaloi. Why muteres lachsaloi? Because you're not going to have to give it get to the achiz isha. Masisim v'leik Rabbi Akiva. If the Mishnah was talking about where all there was kedushin and chanami, but who said the Mishnah was talking about where there was only kedushin? The Mishnah told me it was nesuin. And if that's the case, the Mishnah kishtin, even according to Rabbi Akiva, it's just one toisvus that's worth speaking out because it just brings home the pshat and this gemara a little bit better. So it comes out. What's the whole yisaid of Rabbi Akiva? The whole yisaid of Rabbi Akiva is that really, if somebody marries an erva, you don't have to give her a get. You never have to give a get to an erva. However, isha zach and achis isha, because of this concern that maybe people are going to think your brother was only mekadesh his wife, or maybe you were only mekadesh your own wife. So in those cases, people will think the kedushin was done a lot tonight. That's why you have to give a get. So frey toisvis, so what does it have to do with achis isha and isha zach? This should really be true by all arayas. What about isha's av? What about Eishes Achi Aviv? These are also Arayas Medayraisa. So why would it only be true for these Arayas? It should be true for all Arayas, right? If somebody is Mekadesh Eishes Aviv, so the halacha should be, there should be a problem. Why? Because you should have to give her a get. Because what happens if your father was only Mekadesh this Isha? People are going to assume that maybe the Kedushin was done a lot tonight. If the Kedushin was done a lot tonight, so it comes out she was never really Eishes Aviv. If she was never really Eishes Aviv, so now you're allowed to marry her. And if that's the case, you should give her a get. So Frey Toisvis, so why is this only by Achos Isha and Eishes Ach? Really can be true by all these Eishes Arayases. Any Erva that has something to do with marriage. So in theory, you should be able to say the same thing. So Toisvis says that those cases are not Shechiach. And that's where we keep it. Then the said, I mean, Enochanami, 100%. Enochanami. Of its loy Shchiach. Why? He says, these cases are Shchiach Digger cases. The reason these are Shchiach Digger cases is because it is gemalt sometimes that a person should be allowed to marry an Eishes Ach. Or Achis Isha is an erva where sometimes you're allowed to marry the Achis Isha in the event that your wife dies. So the Havamina of why this would have happened, the story starts off, it has a little bit of Havana. If somebody's father was married to a woman and then he went to Bedina Sayyam and then someone came and they said he died, this man is probably not going to marry Eishes Aviv. Why? Because she's a real erva. So it could happen, Enochanami, but it's not mistabra it's going to happen. The case of Eishes Ach and Achis Isha are mistabra cases. They're cases that are within the realm of Shchiach, because an Eishes Ach is a mitzvah of Yuvama Yavila, and Achis Isha is mutter, lacha misa. And because these things are dvarim hamutarim, so the case starts off with a mahalach. There was a havamina that maybe this is a davra mutter. Then we found out that really was alive. Either way, that is the Gemara. One last Gemara. Amalei Rav Ashi, the Rav Kahana. Rav Ashi told Rav Kahana, I Rabbi Akiva. So we're having a little bit of a chakir. Is the Mishnah Rabbi Akiva? Is the Mishnah not Rabbi Akiva? So the Gemara says, the Mishnah can't be Rabbi Akiva anyways. Because if it's Rabbi Akiva, listen, Nami Chamoisai. Why did the Mishnah tell me a case only of Misha Holcha Ishta Lamadina Sayam and Bova Amrullah Mes Ishtachab and Nasa Esachoysa. Misha could have told me another case. Misha Holcha Ishta Lamadina Sayam. Bova Amrullah Mes Ishtacha, not Vinasa Esachoysa, but Vinasa Esima. Why? Because Rabbi Akiva has a shita, the Shamina with Rabbi Akiva, the Chamoise Lachamisa, Labis Reifa. Rabbi Akiva's shita is that Chamoise Lachamisa is not Bis Reifa. So a person is not allowed to marry his wife's mother, Chamoise. But if his wife dies, then he is allowed to marry Chamoise. Tanya, what's the McCarthy? We went to the Brisa. The Ish Yisreifu. It says regarding Chamoise, the Isha Sheikach as Isha, that's Ima, Zimahi, but Ish Yisrefu Oisan, the Ish Yisrefu Oisai, the S Hen, the Lysia Zima. So it's a little bit of a wordy pasuk, and it was a machlokes tanaim and a machlokes amayram. In the machlokes tanaim, how to understand this pasuk? So it says the Gemara when it says oisoi the eshen, what it means is oisoi the es achas mehen. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva Omer oisoi the eshtehen. So what is this machloek? This Gemara says like this: Bishlam v'la bayu dama mashmoy starshim mikbeinayu. Bishlam according to bayu that holds that really there's no machloekis. All it is a mashmoy starshim. Machloekis had to read the pasuk, had to be mavasedra, had to learn chimish rasha. But there's no machloekis in the essence of the pasuk. But everybody agrees that the pasuk is saying the same thing. What is that thing that everybody agrees the pasuk is saying? So there's a long rashi who sends us to a Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin daf ayin hey. But the short version is that everybody agrees that what the pasuk is coming to say is that not only is there an iser chamoisa, but there's also an iser im chamoisa. And the question is, how do you see it in the pasuk? Mashmoy star shenik binay. But everybody agrees to the halacha. Rabbi Shmuel saw v'achadik sib. Rabbi Kiva saw v'tartik sib. Shap. Either way, according to Abaya's understanding in the machloikis between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, where they're just arguing in a mashmoy darshin, so that Rabbi Akiva has nothing to do with the shmuz that we're learning. Here's the punchline. Ela l'Rava, the Amar. But according to Rava, that holds, Chamoisoi la'achar miso ikubeinayu, that there is a machloikis going on in that braisa between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. And the machloikis is regarding Chamoisoi la'achar miso, where Rabbi Akiva holds Chamoisoi la'achar miso is excluded from the pasuk, is listening Chamoisoi. So why wasn't Chamoisoi mentioned in the Mishnah? L'chei we should have mentioned Chamoisoi. Meaning, why the Mishnah say, Misha halach ishtoi v'sham Hashem meis? He married her sister. It sounds like the only erva that would be mutal achamis is the sister. According to Rabbi Akiva, Chamoisa is also mutal achamis. So why didn't the Mishnah mention Chamoisa? So the Gemara says, Nehi, Amale, Nehi, the Miat Akra, Meisreifa, of a Misura, Miat Akra. It's true, even though Rabbi Akiva holds us the Miat in the Pasuk, the Miat is only from the Oinish Asreifa. But there is no Miat in the Pasuk. There is no miyat in the pasuk as it relates to the ikar isra. Because there's no miyat as relates to the ikar isra, there's no reason based on that to assume that the Mishnah is maybe not like Rabbi Akiva.